DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right, show meeting on the air live on the radio. We need to have a show meeting. Let's air out our dirty laundry, the issues we have with each person. Let's say what they have to do better in 2026.
Oh, okay.
What you don't like about them. We'll just do it on the air. We'll get it out of the way, and then we'll keep it moving. So we'll start with Ryan.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But, okay.
I was like, this actually might be dangerous for us. So you never get the stream.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But I actually do want to have this quick show meeting. So let's do this. I've got a bunch of things here, topics that we haven't gotten to today that I still want to kick around. Let's do like a PTI bit. 90 seconds on the clock for each of these. We're going to go rapid fire. Darius, you give us some music underneath. At 90 seconds, I need a buzzer or some type of indicator that I need to keep it moving. We'll knock out a handful of these, and then we'll get to confidence points picks in about 10 minutes. But we're not going to be here Monday.
Right.
And it's one of those things where it's like most of this stuff is dated by the time you and I get another chance to talk into these microphones. So let's go PTI style. We'll call it GDI, okay? It's Grant and Danny interruption or something.
That's really innovative. We should patent that.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so 90 seconds are on the clock. We starting here? Okay, very good. And we'll begin. Danny, the Dodgers, $60 million per year for Kyle Tucker. Everybody's very angry, ruination of baseball. Are they the enemy that everybody wants them to be?
Yes and no. I mean, they're playing within the rules. The rules need to be changed. They're headed for a collision course for that for this December when the labor stoppage is about to come. But all they're doing is taking advantage of rules that are set up to their advantage. They're doing really smart stuff.
System is clearly broken. There's no doubt in my mind. The haves and the have-nots, that gap is widening all the time. And the rich are getting richer and the poor are acting poorer and being poorer. That's the problem, no doubt. But I also do acknowledge that the Dodgers choose, with the money that they have that's more than other teams, to invest in their ball club. And I like owners that do that. There are teams that could spend more than they do that are on the poorer side. The Pirates could spend more than they do. The Nationals, over the last several years, could spend more than they do. Teams like the Marlins or the Rays could spend more than they do. So that annoys me more. The owners that don't spend,
yep.
I'm more mad at them than the owners that spend on everybody and bring in all the all-stars. But it's a broken system. And by the way, the work stoppage that is looming and imminent. It's going to be here a year from now in 2027 after the World Series this October. It is going to be lengthy. I think we're going to miss like half of a season or more. I'm longest lockout, work stoppage, whatever it's called, strike. I guess it'd be a lockout since 94. I really believe that.
My only silver lining or hope here, silver bullet on this, is TV deals and network stuff. You realize that the more games you miss, the less you get. And I think maybe that's the only thing that might drive the urgency to get them back to the table.
Miami, Indiana, Monday night. The prices for this game are insane. If you want to sit lower bowl, you're spending $12,000 to $20,000. You want to sit at the very top of the stadium to get in, you're spending $3,000 to $5,000. You want parking, it's close to $1,000. This is ridiculous.
No way around that. I don't know what else to say other than, okay, well, I guess no one I know could go or would want to go to spend that money. Now, I guess if you went there or are there or something, Godspeed, whatever you want. I mean, the market speaks, but that just it just makes you cringe a little bit, right? Where it's just you're pricing out 99.99999% of the fans that would do anything to see this. I mean, I think one of my best buddies who went to UVA, when they made their run to the Final Four, then eventually the national championship, he stopped what he was doing and he took days off of work, which he didn't really have, and he spent everything he could to go and watch them play in the Final Four, saw them play for the national championship. It was a lot of money, but it was a fraction of this.
But
a fraction.
How do you fix it? I mean, I'm looking at the average get-in price, highest on record, for a sporting event and collegiate level, $3,842. The cheapest ticket that this guy who's studying this can find right now with fees is $3,250. You cannot get in for less than $3,200. I'll go one step further, and maybe this is a Press Box Paulson bit, and I'll apologize in advance. I don't think there's a game I would pay $3,000 for. That might also just speak to my current financial situation and the fact that with four kids, money is tough to come by. But you can't get me to spend $3,000 for tickets to any game. I don't care what it is. There's no way I would ever do that. We've not talked much about DJ Williams being hired as the Commanders quarterback's coach. This is Doug Williams' son. Pretty cool story.
And that's the only part I know about it, honestly. I couldn't speak to what he's been up to for all these different years. I don't know his acumen as a coach or otherwise. We've heard from a couple people that seems to be a pretty sharp cookie. Other than that, I always, the only hesitation I have here is because he's Doug Williams' son, is it tougher to move on from him if need be, right? Because of that special relationship that Doug rightfully has with the organization, et cetera, as this sort of player, representative emeritus, and guy that's in and around things, and he should be because he's a hero to so many. You know, let's say his son doesn't do a good job. Is it that much more difficult to move on? I don't know the answer. But on its face, it's really, really cool. A nice little full circle story for a guy that seems to be on the ascent.
Allow me to give you his background.
Please.
By now, I'm assuming that you have looked it up and figured it out. But college at Grambling State from 2011 to 2014. That's, of course, where Doug played and coached. That's where he was a quarterback. He got his first job in coaching with the New Orleans Saints as an offensive assistant, doing whatever needed done, 2019 to 2023, kind of a long stay there as a real low-ranking assistant. He became the assistant quarterbacks coach with the Falcons 2 years ago in 2024. This year he became their full-on quarterbacks coach, and now he comes to Washington to be the quarterbacks coach here. He had a good relationship with Kirk Cousins. I told you, I talked to Kirk about him. Kirk thinks very highly of him as kind of just not only a guy, but an up-and-coming coach, so that's pretty cool. But I will say, it's not like they got a ton out of Michael Penix. If you want to talk about young quarterbacks and ascending, and I mean, I didn't think the Michael Penix progression the last couple of years was that great in Atlanta.
I think that's kind of the closing argument there, right? Is what data points can we show that he has worked wonders? None yet. Hopefully that comes.
What in the heck is going on with John Harbaugh to the New York Giants, by the way? This is one of the weirder reported stories of the last year or so. It's done, Adam Schefter. All these reporters say this is going to happen. Then, like 5 minutes later, they all come out and kind of cover their bases a little bit and go, actually, it's not completely done. The ink's not dry, but they're closing in on the end of the deal. That was like, I think, on Tuesday night. By Wednesday morning, they're dotting the I's, they're crossing the T's, they're figuring it all out. It's Friday. They are still apparently expected to get something in place. Pelissero today, though, said nothing's guaranteed while saying that they're just finishing up the deal and it's taking a long time because there's a lot of details to go over. Somebody jumped the gun here, I think, but we're on 72 hours since the original report and he's still not the coach of the Giants.
Right. I do think he will be. However, I bet you that everybody agreed in principle, but there's some sort of discovery in language or otherwise. Maybe the Giants got burned a certain way by a previous coach or Harbaugh insisted on something or his agent did. I don't know what I don't know here, obviously. I'm not privy to all the inner workings of this contract or the negotiations therein, but that's what it sounds like. Because I've been through this before and I'm sure a lot of folks have in their jobs, where we agree in principle on something, and then there's a sticking point that you never imagined. I remember from a job I had previously where I wanted to have some sort of protection, and hey, in case I get fired, what happens? And they're like, well, we never see you again, and we could sue you, and something to that effect. And I'm going, what if we took that out? Because that's terrifying language in there. And then we went back and forth for months about it, and eventually it got resolved. But that's what it makes me think of.
It's going to happen. Let's slow down a little bit. We don't need to say this is imminent and done if it isn't yet. And if it's just probably going to happen, then that's not the report that it's done and he's going to be the head coach there. Danny, more renderings today. We got more images of the stadium Dropped by Channel 9. They got another batch of pictures from the team today. The new stadium, RFK 2.0, looks beautiful. Also, Mark Seagraves of NBC4 was on the station with B. Mitch and Finley. He suggested that this idea that there will be no flat surface parking lots right around the stadium is a little bit overstated, because he said ultimately and eventually that's the case. But it sounds like it's going to take several years before all those parking lots are gone.
That makes sense.
Reminded me of this area with Nats Park.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we are at a point now where you can't park here on a game day because there's all these condos and restaurants and this building that we're in. But for several years after the place opened in 08, you could come over here and lot L, R, T, S, V, X, A, B. They're all over the place, just fenced in, and you could park for years and years that way.
Yeah,
sounds like
point.
It'll be the same way at the new stadium.
Yeah, to your point, when we first got here, you could park in this gravel lot where there were occasional crimes and cars broken into and stuff, and now it's a cool condo building that costs $4,000 a month for a one-bedroom. But yes, it takes a second. It's not an instantaneous build, and you're building out from the main thing, which is, of course, RFK 2.0. So that actually makes sense to me.
I agree. And if there is tailgating initially, it's going to cushion the blow for those people who, I think you'll get more and more used to the stadium. You'll get used to the town center element. You know, the fact that there are restaurants and bars and you can kind of reconfigure and rework maybe your stadium experience and what you view as the norm over the several years while those parking lots may still exist. The other thing, too, is we just don't know what 10 years from now holds. Are you still driving to games? Is Metro the primary public transportation? Are we all riding on robots to get there? Like, nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, is your local robot going to come pick me up? Danny, is your robot working today? I'd like to ride your robot to work.
You want to ride the bot to work?
Yeah, I'd like to. Last thing for our little PTI Grant and Danny game here. Bouncy seats, man, coming to a stadium near you. Sounds like fans are being told there will be sections that bounce like the old RFK.
Or at least there are survey questions asking if you want that. I'm assuming overwhelmingly yes from those polled. So my worry is that this doesn't happen. You know, like the only downside, if you say, hey, man, would you like to eat this pizza? And the answer is yes. Oh, sorry, there's no pizza for you. That wouldn't be a great look, but I imagine they're considering doing this if they get enough critical mass to do so. I think it's a wonderful idea. It's awesome to go with the rendering. This has been a good week on stadium news for fans of the Local 53.
I would think that older fans will not want anything to do with moving seats and bleachers. Leave me alone. Let me sit here. Let me have my time. Like, my dad wants to go to the restaurant and have the light that he wants and the noise that he doesn't want gone and, you know, whatever else. But I do think for young people that are drinking and carrying on and partying, this could actually be a nice way to have a unique element to your stadium, a nuance that is not the same everywhere, that, you know, so everything's not cookie cutter. It also reminds me a little bit of the possibility of the raucousness of like the United Football League and the DC Defenders, if they go forward with this idea of having a wall behind one of the end zones where it's Commanders fans only that are pretty close to the end zone. I think that could be really, really cool. That was another thing that popped up in one of these polls that they did.
All four thoughtful things like that. Again, make it miserable for the opponent. Everything within the boundaries of legality, do that.
We are going to give away one final pair of Caps tickets at the end of this segment and at the end of our show ahead of overtime tonight. So if you want Caps tickets, you better be listening. The tickets are for tomorrow night's game at Capital One Arena against the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers. So if you want to go see them and the Capitals tangling tomorrow night, listen to us about 10 minutes from now for your chance to win on The Fan. Let's get to confidence points picks.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Dad Dameron, what's the scoreboard looking like these days?
The scoreboard has gotten tighter than it has since the beginning of the season. We are all within 3 points of each other. Grant and Ryan both tied at 60. I have 59 points, and Toby and Danny both tied for last with 57 points. Three-point spread between all three of us. Unreal. Or all five of us, excuse me.
Very good. All right, so 3-2 and 1 point plays. We'll go, I guess, in the defending order of the reverse order of the standing. So we'll go last to first. And we'll pick winners here. This is something that if you win, doesn't matter. If you lose, we make fun of you. And there are also some possible punishments looming as well, which we can get into before the grand finale weeks. Now, this week, we're not doing any kind of individual player
props. We don't have to add a proppy.
Because there's four games, so we'll just take the four games, and however you go, you go. All right, so who's in last place?
Danny and Toby are.
All right, go for it.
Here I am. Buffalo plus a point and a half. I trust Josh Allen. I am not sure Denver's ready for primetime.
Josh Allen put his cape on, played an incredible game against Jacksonville. He's going to have to do it again against the Broncos. Toby is on Comrex today from the Altizer household. What's up, Tobes?
Yeah, I got to play a little bit of the game here. Since Danny's going Buffalo 1.5, I would like that pick, but I'm going to go with a different pick because of that. Give me New England -3, even though I trust Houston's defense and they're really, really good. The chasm between quarterback play right now is so big, Drake May is going to win this one.
Wow. All right.
In third place was me, so I will go. Let's go with San Francisco +7. I know all the odds are stacked against San Francisco, but I'm going to trust that Kyle Shanahan and crew who go up to Seattle regularly and win that game. I'm going to trust them to go up there and stay within 7 points, even if they do come out not victorious. So San Francisco +7 covering in Seattle.
3-point play for me. There's not a game on this ledger that I really, really like, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, same here.
Like I'm sitting here going, okay, I talked myself into that. I talked myself out of that. I'm going to go with the Bills +1.5. I think that game is such a pick'em with the Broncos. I'm just taking the better quarterback and the team catching a point and a half. I pre-hate it already because Denver's defense is good enough to shove it on Josh Allen, but I'm going to make it my 3-point play. I just think they are the best team catching points. For that reason, I'll roll with them.
Yeah, I'm actually rolling with the Bills +1.5 as well, and I kind of like the same reason. I think it's going to be like a low-scoring game. It's going to be like 17-14. I do think the Bills are the better football team. I do think Josh Allen will get it done. I'm not that sold on Bo Nix. Just kind of walking over everybody in the postseason. So give me the Bills +1.5.
Bills, different team, obviously, trounced the Broncos in the playoffs last year, eliminated them, but they had a better defense then. Buffalo's defense is bad now. Also, Clary just predicted a 31-point game. Might want to hang an under on this one, Clary. The total is 46.5, the second highest of the weekend, according to the odds makers.
Yeah, basically thinking that Buffalo's defense can't stop anybody. They're going to have to score. This is strategery right here. As you said, I don't feel very good about any of the games left. Darius and Ryan, who are both ahead of me, already have San Francisco +7. Therefore, ipso facto, Seattle -7.
But you better like it a little bit.
I don't like anything at all. I mean, Seattle -7, I don't feel great about it. They're really good, but Sam Darnold's oblique, it has me a little bit concernicus, but I'm hoping that they're able to win by double digits.
The only reason I don't feel more confident in Rams -3.5 is because it's going to be cold, but I think that the Rams are going to be ready for this one. They're going to come in, and they're not going to dilly-dally around like they have, and they're going to put the Bears to bed, unlike the Packers were able to.
I am going with the rest of the crew and picking Buffalo +1.5. Really, honestly, Ross Tucker kind of talked me into it. At the end of the game, which quarterback are you going to trust to walk down the field and get that game-winning score? And I know Bo Nix has done it all season long.
I was
going to
say, he's been great in fourth
quarter. He has. But what happened? Let's take the Vikings from a couple years ago when they won all those one-score games down the stretch throughout the regular season. In the playoffs, it didn't happen for them. I think the same case with the Denver Broncos here. So I got the Buffalo Bills covering +1.5.
I don't love this prediction, but I can see the Rams blowing the Bears out. I think they're going to score close to 40 points. It's going to be a shootout.
Even in the cold?
Yeah. The Bears' defense is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, other than turning you over, and I know that's a big other, but they have the most takeaways in the league with 33. They've given up the fourth most yards in the NFL. They've given up the fourth most rushing yards per attempt. They've given up the fifth most passing yards per attempt. Like, that is a bad defense. I think McVay, Stafford, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams can take advantage of it. Two-point play. I'll have the Rams covering 3.5.
I've got the Niners plus 7. I think they might even win this game. Is Kyle Shanahan calling the plays? Sure is.
Who's he calling plays to, though?
I don't know, man, but I can tell you this much. I mean, GP, come on. Kyle Shanahan, 7 points on the road against Sam Darnold. That's the part that we're not talking about. Sam Darnold injury with an oblique, like, that could hinder him. And also, last year, he barfed all over himself in the games that mattered most. Week 18 in Detroit. In the playoffs again. I'm not that sold on it. So I've got the Niners covering plus 7, and they might win.
Ryan Clary or Ryan Clark?
Good question. That's a good bit. Well done, Darius. Well done.
Thank you.
How about a free throw, Danny?
Rams, minus 3.5. I do not love it because it's so cold. That's the only thing. The Stafford in the cold, it's a real thing. And the Rams can't close. They are the guy with great game until closing time at the bar, and then all of a sudden they go home empty, and they go home by themselves. I am terrified of this because Chicago, the cardiac kids, they always seem to come back. I think the Rams are a better team. I think this is where the charmed life ends. But I'm scared of it, but I'm taking it again because my opponents have something different.
I want to stay away from the Buffalo-Denver game because everybody else is on it, and I don't want to just take Buffalo for nothing. So I'm going to go with the Rams Seahawks game, but I don't feel great about either side. But if I'm going to have to pick a side, I'm going to pick the healthier side. So give me Seahawks minus 7.
I feel icky not messing with my Houston Texans, but I just don't feel right picking that game this week. So I'm going to stay far away from it, which leaves me with Chicago and the Rams. And while I think it's kind of the same case, this one score mess has to end eventually for the Chicago Bears, I think at the very least, they flirt with covering on the back end if they do lose. So I'm going to take my chance that Caleb Williams is going to do some magical things in the fourth quarter and keep them within this plus 3.5, Chicago plus 3.5.
1 point play for me. I'll roll with the New England Patriots to cover 3. Wish this was a point and a half or 2. In fact, all week long, I've actually said the Texans in 3 is a really good bet because I don't think this should be the line, and it's gone in the wrong direction. I bet it comes back down when the Sharps get involved, Danny.
Because, hold me, say this, Caleb and Grant, let me tell you something. I think some sharp money off the coast of the country has come in on them and Montana directional state, north, south, up, down, left, right, Konami Code University. I see some sharp money coming in. I like Houston plus the number.
Sole reason for my bet, the Nico Collins injury stings. I think it's a factor. And
Christian Gonzalez on the other side.
Well, Gonzalez is playing, which
that's
is
what
big,
I mean. He's playing, yeah.
For sure. But C.J. Stroud looked really, really bad in the first round. Really bad. I think he'll play a lot better, but New England's defense is peaking right now. They were okay most of the year. They were good at the end of the year. They were great against the Chargers. My biggest fear, though, I think the Texans are going to destroy the New England offensive line. Drake May's going to have to run all over the place. So it's going to be tight. Going to come down to a field goal-ish. But I'll say New England makes a play, covers this thing by 4. It's just going to take another Stroud couple fumble performance.
I've got the Bears plus 3.5. I think that hook there is a key part of this game. It's going to be in the negatives. I mean, it is going to be an ugly weather day. Like, people are talking about Matt Stafford. Oh, he can't play outside of a dome. No one can play in negative 20 degrees. This is going to be brutal. It's going to be like a 20-17 game. I don't see a massive blowout on either side. I think it's going to be tight. I do think the Rams will pull it off. But that hook, that's going to be a big deal.
This is going to be a separator of a weekend here. Just looking at it,
yep.
Like, nobody really has, I mean, there's only 4 games to choose from, but there's no 2 people that have the same 3 picks or anything. Like, this could help differentiate the lads a little
bit. Yeah, when you have to choose from the exact same pool, it's a binary. That's a fork in the road. You know what I mean? When there's 10 games to choose from, a lot of times we won't have any games in common.
And you and Toby, I think a little bit early, if I'm being honest. I think there's still 5 minutes left in the game, and you guys are already, like, burning timeouts and stuff.
We're jacking 3s.
You guys are already, like, doing this, like, oh, I got to go against the grain. And Danny's like, well, you guys did this, I'll do that. It's like, dude, you have 3 weeks left. Relax. You're down You're literally down 2 points. It's going to be okay. But you guys just started playing your one-minute offense with 6:50 to go.
Well, you got the wrong guy. I've been panicking since week four. You know, when I was down 30 points when you can only get six per week.
But you're right back in the thick of things.
Smelling it now, yeah.
You need Josh Allen to ball out. It's a big number you've got Seattle covering. That might be the most valuable play for you. Nobody else has that pick.
Toby does as a one-pointer.
Okay, that's true.
But yeah, but it's a big swing. So if Darius, for example, has that as his three-pointer, he doesn't get it, I get the two, that's a five-point swing.
Pretty cute. Pretty fun. Right. All right, boys. Best of luck to everybody. Darius will post this on our Grant and Danny Facebook page that you guys can track it and monitor it throughout the weekend. Always fun to have a little bragging rights to see who is going to win our confidence points picks. I think Indiana rolls Miami. I was curious to hear Danny Cannell say, though, on the show today, that he actually on Monday night thinks Miami might win this game outright. He's a lot smarter than I am. I'm not hearing a lot of that. I'm not betting this game. I don't have them covering. It's a big number.
Yeah.
I just think Indiana, they've been a juggernaut for a reason.
They're beating all comers.
They beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title. Mm-hmm. They whooped an Alabama team that's really good in their first playoff game. Then they dominated Oregon. I just have a hard time believing they run into Miami and they lose, but Miami's playing at home. That's got to be good for something.
Yeah, Miami's defense has been just incredible during this run, right? I know they went back and forth with Ole Miss, but even still, that's really what sustained it. While their offense wasn't always doing everything that it could do, I just don't think they can hang with Indiana. I don't think anybody can. I think we've got enough data points to say that. Maybe, you know, it's because it's a natty, guys get puckered, but Indiana, I think, wins by double digits.
Thanks to Ryan, Toby, Darius for their work behind the scenes, as always. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Linnell's got overtime coming your way in just a couple of moments. Linovertime here on The Fan, deep into the evening, live and local in D.C. If you're going to the Caps game tomorrow night, checking out the Wizards this weekend, watching football, enjoy yourselves. Great weekend of sports coming up. And finally, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. As promised, you're going to win tickets to see the Caps at Capital One Arena, taking on the Florida Panthers tomorrow. For tickets and event information, go to thefandc.com/contests, courtesy of the Capitals. Keep it here for overtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Commanders coaching news today. Danny Etling hired by the team as the assistant quarterback coach. Danny Etling spent time with David Blough at Purdue, played a season together, and he also spent 2019 with the Atlanta Falcons under Dan Quinn as head coach. Texans wide receiver Nico Collins out against the Patriots on Sunday. Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez on the other side has cleared concussion protocol. He is expected to play. Divisional round schedule tomorrow. Bills and Broncos in Denver at 4:30. Niners and Seahawks in Seattle at 8. On Sunday, Texans and Patriots in New England at 3 o'clock and Rams and Bears at 6:30 at Soldier Field in Chicago. Baseball, Bo Bichette going to the New York Mets, 3 years, $126 million. JT Realmuto re-signing with the Phillies, 3 years, $45 million. Basketball, the Wizards still in California, taking on the Sacramento Kings tonight. 10 o'clock tip-off. Can hear the game right here on The Fan. From the Crop Medcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt.
Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.